Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. Joining us in studio this morning, we have Greg Wood and Elaine Essery from Hospice of the Ozarks. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you guys, because if anyone is thinking, I need some last minute Christmas ideas, do we have the perfect gift for you?
Well, it's funny you should say that.
I know.
We do. We have our Pet Peace of Mind calendar for sale for $8, and it benefits our Pet Peace of Mind program for our hospice patients.
I've got the calendar right in front of me here, looking at all the pictures. Forget the firefighters and, you know, the men, blah, blah, blah. This is the calendar you want. 2020 Pet Peace of Mind calendar, full of all the happy pictures from the pets. Where did you get all these pictures?
I'll tell you what. We run a contest every year. So our contest runs from July 1st through July 31st. And honestly, it's one of my favorite things I work on. It's my happy place because...
See, that would be stressful because, I mean... It's like a baby contest.
It is.
I mean, people take this very seriously.
They do. But when I open it up, I mean, I'm so happy to see all these pictures because everyone loves their pets so much. And then what we do is August 1st through the 15th, we have voting on our website at hospiceoftheozarks.org, and it's $1 a vote. And so the top winners, the main winner gets the cover, and then the other 12 get the months. And so what we also decided to do is all the entries, not only are they at the beginning of the calendar, but they also get their due on a calendar page.
Nice.
So everybody's cutie.
Everybody's in there.
Gets on the calendar.
And the cover pets for the year 2020, Pearl, Star, and Jesse rescue animals that their parents rescued them several years ago. And they say they are very spoiled and very lucky dogs.
They are. Those are Janice from Beeman Realty. Those are her three senior
there
dogs.
You go.
And they are adorable.
Highly recommend the calendar full of all the fur babies. Is this a raccoon?
Yes. You know, it's funny you should say that because we had two raccoons actually enter. We had a very wide variety this year. And in the calendar are not only cats and dogs, but we have a turtle, we have a raccoon, and we have a horse. So, I mean, everyone, you know.
Love is love.
There you go.
Of course, all the proceeds go to help with the projects there at the Hospice of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
It helps with the Pet Peace of Mind program for the patients. There are a lot of patients who this is their family.
Absolutely.
And they may not have any two-legged family around. So this is their connection. And one of the things that's on their mind is, I may need some help. I may need some financial help with what's going on. They may not have been to the vet in 2 years because there just wasn't resources or physically feel good to go do that. Well, this program will step up, pay for that. We have volunteers that'll put the little dog or the cat in the little carrier, take off and go to the vet and take care of the situations, get them groomed, take care of that at no expense to the hospice patient, and then get that little one back to their home. And that reunion is one of the best reunions to watch.
Such a unique program.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of pet therapy for many, many years, but Pet Peace of Mind is so unique and just such a relief. I mean, if you're a hospice patient, I mean, just to know
that it's their pet that gets to stay with them until I am gone.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's so important.
And
they'll
be taking care of them after they're
gone. And then what
gone.
Happens when I'm gone, I need to know that, you know, little Sally Sue here is going to be okay. Or a little Muffin's going to be okay. And what is the plan? And we actually, part of the program addresses the fact of fostering. We have volunteers that will step up and foster and help and try to find that next forever home if that is needed in that situation.
I was going to say, we have some people that adopt them right away.
Awesome. The 2020 Pet Peace of Mind calendar, available $8. That's all it is, $8. You get all these pictures of all the different animals, fur babies as they're known. Elaine, where can we pick one up if we need one or 100 before Christmas?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can come to Hospice of the Ozarks. We are at 811 Burnett Drive. It's our new building. We are right across the parking lot from the hospice house, mm-hmm. right on the grounds. And if they call and they even would like one mailed, we will work that out with mm-hmm. them to mail it to them and work on the cost for them.
Perfect.
So, you know, we would love, if they have a lot they want delivered, please call mm-hmm. me. I'm very happy to come into your business or whatever and deliver them. So and
don't worry, there's a little construction still going on over there. It's the city. It's not Hospice of the Ozarks. City's putting in some tremendous sidewalks around the whole campus of Baxter Regional and the Hospice of the Ozarks. So don't worry, the roads are open. Just work your way in there if you need.
That's right.
Or better yet, call Elaine and she'll take care of everything for
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. The end of the year is coming up. There's also opportunities for year-end giving if someone is looking to make a gift in the next few weeks to Hospice of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Right. We actually have our end of the year appeal. So if anyone is looking to do that, it's a tax deduction for them. And if anyone, like I said, is interested in more information about that or the calling us, they can reach us at 870-508-1771.
Another important thing to talk about this time of year is grief support. Holidays are tremendously hard if you've lost that loved one.
Yep.
And this is your first holiday season, your first Christmas without them. But there are people that want to wrap their arms around you and love you this time of year.
Yes, that's so true. We specialize. We work really hard to make sure that I think when we're going through times of grief, the biggest thing that'll be a help to us is having someone be present with us in the middle of that, whatever, wherever I'm at with that in my head and in my heart and emotionally. In Hospice of the Ozarks, we have the support groups that meet weekly, and they'll continue to meet during the course of the holiday season. But we also have folks just dropping in and just want to talk one-on-one with one of our specialists that works with those that are living with grief and loss. And that's available to as all folks in the community as well.
You know, we put so much emphasis on the holiday season too, but January is just gray. It's dark and gray, and that's one of the hardest months, to go through if you're alone.
And that's when everyone family-wise and friend-wise goes back to their routine and living, but that's the darkest time, January and February. Just even emotionally across the country, it's the month that we get a little discouraged and go through depression because all the hype of what happened just previous, and now I can't get out and do anything. Grief really can kind of swell up even more severe. So we're there every day. Mm-hmm. And we've even gone to folks' home or their business and just sit down and talk with them if that makes it more comfortable. We just want to go be where people are at in the midst of their hurt.
If you're in need, there are people to help. Call 508-1771. Again, that's 508-1771. Hospice of the Ozarks. Don't forget your pet piece of your pet peace of mind calendar for 2020 available for $8 each. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Heather. Thank you for your help.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with Ron Peterson of Baxter Regional Medical Center coming up. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.